Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Apparently there's a little logistical issue I need to take care of. We'll be back in just a moment, okay? BJ, if you could run a little music for just a second, appreciate that. we're back live here. Sorry about that. Just a couple logistical issues there. The San Diego Surge have taken the field and begun a warm-up, and they're getting ready to start up the league awards here in just a moment. They're waiting for a couple key people to show up down there on the field. Once that happens, we'll be ready to go. Here a little bit in the game, we'll be pulling up some of the stats for some of the players here. Be able to get you some good information about some of the players in today's game. The inconvenient wait here. We're just waiting for them to get their stuff together on the field. One of the hard things about being in different levels on a press box, if you haven't ever seen Pennington Field, you'd find out that there's two levels on this press box. It's a pretty good sized place. And you have to go face down an announcer every now and then. Thanks for making that run there.
Easy exercise. I'll second that.
Coach Mike, Coach Schwab, are you still there? Those listening on the audio broadcast, we are live for the WFA National Championship game. We're awaiting the hosts to call in. They seem to be online, but I don't hear them. They're muted. I put on a video stream of the game. The referees are out right now. Looks like the captains went out on the field. We're just waiting for the announcers to come back up at the booth. They were doing some awards, so they might have stepped out. This is for audio. The audio version, but please tune into the video version on Sportscast Live. We're just awaiting Coach Mike Ellington and Coach Wubb to sign back on to do the live audio broadcast for those that can't be via computer. So bear with me for a little bit while we wait for their announcement.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4795671267 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record.
Okay, those listening to the live audio broadcast, I apologize. There was some awards on the field. We lost our host, Coach Mike Ellington of the Lone Star Mustangs, who was doing the game live. But if you go to the web video, You should be able to hear it live from that instance. We'll see if we can get them back on the line to do the live audio. So if you can't be by a computer, you can listen. So bear with me for a few minutes longer. But I did put the video up of the webcast.
We're live on the air. Good. All right. We are at third down and 9 yards to go for the surge. They are at the 48-yard line. We got a pass by number 3, intended for number 81 of the surge. That is Carmen Cruz.
Fourth down, about 9.
Incomplete. We got coming down that fourth down, it looks like. Yep, they are staying in that spread formation. They got their pistol. Defense is lined up with just 2 down linemen. Ooh, we got confusion on the play. Number 25 of the Boston Militia just came through and took down number 21, Deanna Guidry. And that number 25 for Boston is Jennifer Oliveri. Pretty good defense there, huh, guys?
The gun was loaded there.
I got to be honest, I don't know what the surge is thinking this early in the game to try to, especially in the field, see how this plays out throughout the game. Looks like Boston's first and 10 from the surge is 4-yard line.
It gave them great field position to get started here. All right, Boston breaks the huddle, comes up to the line of scrimmage in a shotgun formation that trips out to their right-hand side. Defense adjusts. We have the snap, number 7, because that's number 3 there for the Militia. That is Amy Sauer. That is complete pass, but it's for a loss of about 1 yard.
24 came up and made the play. She looks like she got the wind knocked out of her.
That's Talila Lawson there. She is walking off the field there with her arms above her head, telling me that she probably did get that win.
She made a good play. She didn't miss a tackle. Important on those bubble screens to make that tackle.
Absolutely. All right, Boston breaks the huddle back, coming up to 2nd and 11. We got trips out to the left this time in the shotgun formation. Motion to the right. The snap. It's a handoff. That was a great tackle there. Who was that on that tackle, guys?
Number 81.
Number 81. That's the second time I've heard her name here in a short time, Carmen Cruz. And number 33 was the one who carried the ball on that for a loss of about 4 yards, making it 3rd down and 15.
San Diego looks like they're in a three front.
Yeah, they rolled up the two up there, and it looks like they're bringing them off the corners there a little bit. We get a receiver out there on the 34-yard line of the Surge. That is number 10 with the catch, Adrian Smith. And tackled by number 12, Ashley Moody, on the play.
Yeah, they attacked that single safety with that slant.
Got a fourth down, about four.
Yep. And, of course, as is typical of women's football, they're not going to try a kick here. They're going to go for it on fourth down and four.
Sells a wishbone.
Yeah, a little wishbone formation with double tight. We have a handoff to the far back there, number 28. She is running hard, so she is stacked up pretty hard by the
straight top.
They got, what, maybe a yard there, guys?
I would say a yard at the most.
Well, looks like San Diego defense saving the call on a bad field position.
It's a turnover on down, 10 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter, 0-0 our score.
I think the game's going to start to settle down a little bit. The nerves are going to be gone. Butterflies are gone. They should start to focus into the game plans now. And they got that first series out of the way.
Yeah. All right, we're back in that pistol formation of the Surge. They got Tripps out to the right-hand side, one receiver to the left. They are starting at about their 33-yard line. We have a snap. It's a pass from number 3, intended for number 11, Jessica Javalet. It is incomplete, up around midfield.
Yeah, it's the second time they've gone to that post behind the safety.
Yeah, it looks like it's been relatively open. They just haven't been able to hit her on the hands there. All right, we're coming back up to the line there, and this time we've got the same pistol formation, but we've got two receivers on each side. Little spread.
Looks like Boston's coming with a blitz every time.
Yeah, they passed. They came back out of a tap time. We have a pitch out to number 21. That is Deanna Gridry with the carry, and she gets a gain of a good 3 to 4 yards there, bringing them up to the 37-yard line. Oh, the referee's just adjusted. Let's make that the 38. The run of five.
Tell you what, it's a very physical game so far. They're blocking and tackling.
Now we've got three down linemen with the Boston Militia. We're back out in that spread formation with the pistol. The snap. There's a pass out to the right-hand side, little quick pass. We got number 11 running out across the 45-yard line for the San Diego Surge first down. All right, number 3 here, Melissa Gallegos with the San Diego Surge, has 78 completions out of 144 attempts this year with 1,233 yards passing. That's quite substantial for women's football and passing game. We have two receivers out right, two receivers left. They're going in motion to the right. Oh, they have a pitch to the back that's in motion, number 81. She runs out to the right-hand side, gets about 2.5, maybe 3 yards on the carry. That brings them up to the 48-yard line. That'll bring up second down and a good 8 yards there.
We're sticking with that no huddle.
Yep, they like that, don't they?
Yeah.
Trips out to the left-hand side, pistol formation.
Boston's back to the two down linemen, three linebackers.
Now one seems to be peppering up there a little bit. Oh, we got offside by somebody. That was they came across the line pretty hard on that one. It looked pretty rough.
We're going to take it. You're going to take a penalty and make it count.
Let's make it aggressive. Never like to see a penalty against your team, but, man, when they do it, if they do it right, it sure feels better, doesn't it?
Okay.
Well, it's not an effort issue.
It looks like the coach has lost the second loss so far in this game.
Yeah, that left end, they She jumped off pretty hard and just took that offensive tackle and put her back nearly on her rear end.
Yeah, second and long three here.
We got Trips out to the left-hand side. It's a quick pass out to number 11 again. She's at about the 50-yard line coming across to the 47-yard line of the Boston Militia. That is Jessica Javale.
That's her third catch, I believe, so far. Yeah, everybody's
been
throwing it to her.
Been calling her name just a tad today, haven't we?
She made it back up to the line of scrimmage. She was looking at third about three now. With Boston's defensive alignment, I don't think you're too worried about getting run up right up the middle.
We're here with 7 minutes, 44 seconds left. Third down, 3 yards to go. Score 0-0. The Surge in the pistol formation, they have double tight now, with one receiver out on each side. And we have the snap. And it fakes the handoff there. We've got a little option play. And, of course, number 11 again with the carry. She gets hit hard. Who was that that made the tackle there, guys?
Looks like number 25 or 24.
25 and 24 in there on the play. That would be your Jennifer Oliveri and Brianna Gallo teaming up for the tackle. We have some type of timeout on the field.
That was just your basic dive option.
Referees making some kind of signal here. I'm not sure what they're up to. Ah, they're bringing the water out right now. They seem to be having some kind of discussion with the referees down here right now. They did not signal who the timeout was for. Ah, I see.
They're going to measure.
Yeah, they called in a measure. There we go. Oh, we can't see that. Oh, it must be a first down because the Surge just got pretty excited on their sideline. It's all about the angle there.
And we do have that on tape.
All right, so we're moving on up here to first down. Indigo, obviously, at the Boston Militia 44-yard line. The San Diego Surge, as they have been the whole game, running no huddle. They're lined up in the pistol formation spread.
Back to that two-down lineman.
We got motion to the left.
Oh.
All right, 21's got a little open room out there to the right. She's got the corner, and she's going, but we got flags down in the area of probably holding. We're guessing that might be holding because I got number 50 over here shaking her head, pounding her face mask, and asking the referee for forgiveness.
Miss Victory there, she had a great run.
That was a great
good vision. She was supposed to take that inside because I think it looks like they're going to start trying to attack that two-down lineman set, and she bounced it outside and got the corner, and nobody was going to catch her.
It is holding. Nullify a 49-yard run. So I checked that 44-yard run to take it back.
It must have been a pretty good hold, too, because there was laundry all over the field.
Oh, yeah, there's multiple flags. There goes another gray hair in the coach's head.
Yeah. They've had a few penalties to get started here. So that puts us at 6 minutes, 45 seconds left in the first quarter. 0-0 our score. It is now first down, and what would you call that? 20 yards to go?
It's a long way to go.
Maybe 19? I call it first and a mile. They're in the spread pistol formation again. And we have a pitch out to the left-hand side, number 21. There's a heck of a block there.
Number 10 did a nice crack.
Number 18 and number 24 team up on the tackle against number 21. 18 being Mia Brickhouse, 24 Brianna Gallo, 21 on the carry was Deanna Guidry.
I can promise you number 25 from Boston will keep her head out slow.
That was a beautiful hit.
That was a nice block, nice block. I love watching receivers block when they do it.
All right, we're back in that pistol formation spread. We got the snap. Oh, okay, she passed that ball out to number 10 out here on the left-hand side. Boy, hit her right in the hands, and she dropped that ball on the ground. That'd be Holly Peterson there. She probably didn't want to hear her name on that kind of call, but there we are.
Well, she just heard her name on that block, so they were a little better bad. The way she blocked, she can drop a couple.
She paid for it beforehand, right? All right, we got double twins on here. We got pistol formation. I thought the militia liked that two-down lineman set,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, and they just it's like a Chinese fire drill with linebackers coming in and out. And
we got the
safety
snap. Oh, we got a throw. Oh, goodness. They're calling it untouchable, but I'll tell you, number 81 was showing herself to be caught up with number 10 back there for the militia. That was
I'd be a little upset on that one. I'm not going to lie to you.
For the militia, they're pretty lucky that was an untouchable ball, they call that.
Tell you what, I'm impressed with the surge offensive line. They're handling this pressure. They have no idea where anybody's coming from, and yet it seems like the quarterback has time to sit back there and throw.
It's quite a challenge.
That was a pretty deep route, and she had plenty of time to throw it.
She did.
Just a mile. They're going to go for it again.
Yeah, there's no bumping in women's football, hardly. Here we go. Number 3 is going to throw it long down the field. It's wobbled up in the air. Number 24 almost had an interception, but, boy, she dropped that one herself. They had a host of Boston militia hanging around that ball, and they all let it fall to the ground.
There was two surge receivers behind the deepest militia player. You never want to see that. Militia really got lucky that ball was underthrown because there was nobody there to stop her. She caught it.
That'll be a turnover on downs, making it first and 10 for the Boston Militia at the 48-yard line of the San Diego Surge. 5 minutes, 20 seconds left to go, 0-0 our score.
San Diego threw the ball in their territory again. See how that works out.
Two-back set. Simple.
Oh, my goodness, we got a fumble on the play, and it looks like San Diego might have that. And they do. It's first down, San Diego Surge. Wow, they turned it right back over to the Surge. They're going to be coming out here with first down, 10 to go at the 50-yard line, guys.
That fullback with the defensive end on her back, that hole was there. That was just a simple power play, and she was looking for green pastures to run through, and she dropped the ball. Those national championship jitters.
She looked like she never really handled that ball,
yeah.
Didn't it? Kind of hit her on the thigh or something.
First
10
from the 50, right
at
midfield.
2x2 pistol formation again. Militia's with a 3-5 defense right now. 3 down linemen. Oh, swing pass from the low. Tailback is wide open. Just got to make the completion.
Timeout
from
the San Diego.
Yep, they'll take that timeout at 5 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
As a coach, the first thing I would tell them in these huddles right now is just take a deep breath, relax, and start having some fun, and stuff will start to click. You see some things that are wide open, and the whole game plan seems sound. They're just not executing.
Just touch a quick player profile.
What do you think of the game so far, guys?
They both finished the season respectfully with their defense, and defense is starting to handle it. They have to run away with the holding call and take it to the end zone, but other than that, it's been pretty solid defense on both sides of the ball, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, defense has definitely been the main factor today so far.
And San Diego Surge being one of the highest scoring teams in the WFA.
Well, they've ran some plays that, like I said, their game plan is sound. They've ran some plays that are wide open. They just haven't been able to put it all together in one. So they're a big play away from having something happen.
Something's going to have to bend and break. I mentioned earlier, San Diego finished number two total offense scoring this year on season, so see how it plays out.
And Boston defense been out there on the field quite a bit.
Yes,
so far.
They have. There's options.
We got a fish out there to the left-hand side again, number 21. Big blocks coming. Number 81 just lays out some pretty good blocks out there, doesn't she?
Yes.
25, that the defensive back is going to want to get her head on a swivel. We'll sit in again. So we got third down and about 14, maybe?
Yep, third and 14. 4:42 left in the first quarter.
San Diego moving right to left.
They line up in the pistol formation, double tight. Although those are moving a little bit far back off the line there, it's almost like you can call them slot backs. All right, we've got a pass number 81 across the middle there. And at the 50-yard line, she's brought down. It's going to be fourth down and 10 yards to go.
I'm going to assume they will not punt on this. I'm probably going to be right on this one.
They snap the ball. There's going to be too many defenders on the field.
We got a pass there. It's going over the.
Oh
my goodness. That's going to be called pass interference.
Look back for it.
Yeah. The defender never looked back for the ball. The pass is intended for number. Is that number 15 over there?
It was number 11.
Number 11 again.
Yeah, it was okay. Just a fly route. She had her beat on that fly route.
3 years set.
Number 11, we've been calling her name all day. Her stats are showing that she had 29 receptions for 616 yards so far this season. That's number 11, Jessica Javelet.
I would like to see the coach start to attack the flats with their slot back here.
Sure seem to be leaving a lot of room back there. They're cushioning them a lot, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's first and 10 now down at the 28-yard line of the Boston Militia. They're getting deep into the Boston Militia territory. Just a formation, double tight, one receiver each side. We have the snap. It is one of those pitches that throws out there to the flats. Number 12 with the catch. That's Ashley Moody. But she doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
Second down, 10 here. Oh, hello again. Same pistol formation.
But now they're taking the tight ends out, split them out wide. We have the snap, the throw to number 81. Again, are they going to call that a good catch, guys?
I think she caught it. I think she caught it. Yep. It's route.
So it should be down almost to the 20-yard line. Bringing up third down and about 2.5-3 yards to go. No huddle. Doesn't give you a lot of time to talk any color here, guys.
Not at all.
They're getting right back to work.
Good for the viewers.
It is. Action packed. All right. We came out of the spread formation, got the snap. Ball thrown to number 12, Ashley Moody. She's hauled out of bounds there by number 24. Of the Boston Militia, Brianna Gallo. Another name we've been talking about quite a bit. They're either trying to pick on her or she's all over the field.
Well, that's the third time they've run that running back swing cast in a row. They've run that 3 plays in a row.
And it seems to be working. They got him another first down.
About the 15-yard line.
All right. She throws that ball to number 10 in the end zone, and she looked like she got a little tangled up there with the defender. But the ball falls incomplete, bringing up second down and 10 from about the 15-yard line.
Pretty good defense on number 10 from Boston. Adrian Smith.
Looks like Boston's going with two safeties now.
Back in the spread formation. Boston with two down linemen again. All right. We got a pass out to number 11. And this time the defender turned back to the ball. She had a right to go for it. That was number 8 defending the pass. Jay Hodge. Excuse me, I'll correct that. That was number 9, Samantha Rush, defending the pass. Excellent job. Making it 3rd down and 10 from the 15.
Number 59, Molly Goodwin, came in untouched. She's a linebacker, came in untouched, and she put a good wallop on the quarterback as she was throwing the ball. That's really the first time I've seen the quarterback get hit.
They just huddled.
They did huddle.
That's amazing. Here we are, back in the spread formation, pistol. All right, we have a pass from number 3 going out to number 8.
Oh! It's a touchdown. 81 made a circus catch down there. It got tipped up in the air. She focused on it, made the catch, hauled it in for the first touchdown of the 2011 WFA National Championship game. With 13 seconds left in the first quarter, the score is now 6-0. Surge over the Militia. They'll come out here. It looks like they're going to go for possibly one point. Let's see here.
What a great catch. Yep, great concentration. She was bobbling it, tipped it up, tipped it to herself, and got away from the defender and caught it.
The snap is good.
Oh,
the kick was blocked.
Number 38.
That was hard to see there. It looked like number 38, though. Now there's no 38 on the box of Militia, so we must have gotten that one wrong.
28.
Number 28, Stacy Tiancook, with the block on that. The San Diego Surge, number 81, Carmen Cruz, who just made that first touchdown reception there, has 18 receptions for 215 yards and 4 touchdowns on the season. I guess that'll be number 5, guys.
About 13 seconds left in this first quarter. Got a score of 6-0, San Diego Surge. Pretty much abandoned the run game on that last possession.
And they're lining up for the kickoff here. Apparently, they're missing a kicking tee.
Possibly a kicker.
Yeah, it looks like they're still searching for that tee. It looks like they're going to have to use the holder because they can't find the kicking tee.
Ouch. I would be fine. I'm new equipment manager. Yeah, on our own team.
Here comes number 11 on the kick. It's kicked good and deep to about the 17-yard line. Number 3 with the return from Boston. She's about across the 33-yard line. That was Amy Sauer on the return. They're making the transition here. Boston gets to spend a little time on offense. Hopefully they can hold on to that ball for a little while.
Yeah, give that defense a break. They've been out there forever.
Well, said I. Out to the right.
Time runs out in the first quarter. 28 runs up to about the 40-yard line. That's Stacy Tiancook on the carry. Good power run out to the right-hand side there, guys.
Go back to a good job attacking that defensive end. Gave her a lane runner.
That brings us to the end of the first quarter. We'll have another little small timeout here as we prep to get into the second quarter. The score is 6-0. Surge over the Militia. As we start back up, we'll be at 2nd down, 3 to go.
Heat being such a factor down here the last 29 days, I think there's been 29 days of triple digits on the temperature. I have to wonder how it's going to work with no huddle. The offense is going to be able to hold up.
Yep, they can hold up. Yep. The whole entire game with the sheet.
Yeah, if they keep holding on to the ball like that, is the defense going to hold up?
Right.
That's some pressure on that defense. All right. San Diego comes up with three down linemen. The Boston Militia are in that power eye formation again.
My favorite place, fullback dive.
One of the great ones. They're out for the first down for the Militia there, and they're out for the 45-yard line. Their own 45-yard line. What's that number on that fullback?
38.
Number 38 is the fullback there. Well, we keep calling that 38. It must be different there.
Oh, no.
Either that.
No, it's
38. 39, Dorothy Donaldson. That's 39, Dorothy Donaldson, that we're talking about in those carries. We have another carry by Stacy Tim Cook. She gets out across the 50-yard line into the San Diego Search territory, and she is now at the 48-yard line, second down and 4 yards to go. He's up under center here in that I formation again.
Oh!
39 is just rumbling for yards. She gets out across to the 40-yard line. Another first down. They are starting to bear down on them a little bit there.
My kind of football here. Football.
And guess what? No huddle.
No huddle. 39-yard line. First and 10. Right to left.
Double tight I formation. Here comes number 28 with a run. She's stacked up by a host of surge players.
Yeah, defensive end played that well, closed it down, turned it back inside, and there's nowhere for a run. That's where all the help was.
Looked like 91, Alicia Green, who got off the bottom of that pile. Boston's coming back up out of the huddle here. They got double tie-dye formation. Takes a snap. Number 7 rolling out to her right-hand side. Throws the ball to number 10 out across the 30-yard line for another Boston Militia first down. They're making some good moves here.
That was good. That was very good. They've been running, running the ball, and then they come out with a sprint right flood pass.
That was Adrian Smith with the reception. Number 7, Allison Cahill with the throw. They're out to the 27-yard line of the San Diego Surge. And it seems like they've settled down a little bit.
Yeah.
Quarterback under center, offset eye formation, double tight. One receiver out each side. Oh, let's see if they caught on the San Diego jump there, but it looks like they made it back in time. And we get number
33.
Looks like number 33 on the carry, Whitney Zaley. We got a timeout on the field for the San Diego Surge. Looks like they want to slow this pace down just a little bit. Getting a taste of their own medicine with that no huddle, I guess. Number 7, Allison Cahill, had 63 completions this season for 108 attempts. 1,132 yards, 14 touchdowns, and only one interception. Boy, she's playing some good football there.
Yeah, that's pretty good numbers.
You know, quarterbacks aren't the only reason teams make it to the championship, but they sure help, don't they?
Very much so. Quarterback on. Big Lumber, Chad Hoss, Devon Hurd, Corey Young, Lauren Church, Jamal Redd.
All right, we're back up under center. Offset eye formation, double tight, one receiver each side, the snap. The fake handoff to number 28. She throws the ball to number 10. Getting a touchdown, throws up off the militia. Number 10, Adrian Smith, catches the good throw from Allison Cahill. Gets him in the end zone for the first score of the Militia. Man, it's 6-6 with 12 minutes, 4 seconds left to go in the second quarter.
What a great play call. Play action.
San Diego Campbell brought the house in the middle. Left the seam open. Pounded.
unless you were pounding them inside, and pulled the ball out and threw the ball with play action, perfect play call.
Melissa lined up for the extra point, and kicked it off, and it's good. Making the score 7-6 with 12 minutes and 4 seconds left in the second quarter.
Looks like both teams have now settled in, and now we're ready to play some football.
It's going to be a barn burner from here, I hope. I understand they have some interesting festivities for the halftime show. There'll be a couple games played out there. And they'll be announcing the winners of yesterday's combine. Girls did a great job out there, great participation. Almost 50 girls out there participating yesterday.
It was a great event, and I'm just proud to be a part of it. And a lot of great athletes. It just showed the athletic ability all the way around. The athletes are in this league.
Number 10, Adrian Smith, who just made that last touchdown reception, has 17 receptions for 480 yards and 4 touchdowns so far this season. That'd be number 5 for her.
The kick.
Oh, it's a good reception, too. She snagged it out of the air there, number 11. She's returning it back. Got some quick feet, but she stacked up at about the 25, maybe 26-yard line if they give it to her. She's tackled by a host of militia. Number 3 got out of there, and number 24 got out of the bottom of the pile. That's number 24, Brianna Gallo. Number 11 with the carry, Jessica Davila on the return.
Start about the 26-yard line. Hope they're keeping Jessica hydrated over there because she seems to be out there for everything.
She's doing a lot of work. Kind of like number 81 over there, too. We heard her name on both sides of the ball as well.
Pretty busy people.
All right, the Surge are back to work here. They got doubles on each side there. They got the pistol formation. There's a low snap there. The quarterback handled it.
Oh, boy.
We got a run, though. That'd be number 12. Ashley Moody with the carry. She runs out for a good 12 to 13 yards there to their own 39-yard line and a first down for the San Diego Surge.
That was a good adjustment. That two-down line and set. You got to run. You got to be able to run down the middle, and that's what they did there.
The clock's ticking here at 11 minutes, 24 seconds left. San Diego coming back with their no huddle. Trips out to the left-hand side. Number 11 out here all by herself on the right-hand side in the pistol formation. Snap. We have a throw. It's a good one. Oh, it was thrown right into the hands of the defender, number 13, Jennifer Powell, but she could not bring it down.
She was not even open.
A little underthrown there, almost got herself into trouble with about 3 militia players standing underneath her.
I mean, when you have a receiver like Jessica Javitt, you want to get her the ball, but you've got to make smart decisions.
We're back to the pistol formation. It is second down, 10 yards to go. Pistol formation. Snap. We're going to throw out to the left-hand side, kind of behind her there a little bit. Number 12 with the catch. She may have gotten back, and she does get back to the line of scrimmage, making it third down and maybe a long 9.
Well, that was a good play call, too, for the search. Bush has been coming out hard off that edge. So what do? They send that tailback out on a flare route, dump it to her, and let her go. Didn't break.
And since you said something about throwing out into the flat, they've been trying that little swing pass quite a bit. And we got motion over to the right-hand side from the double formation. It's a handoff to number 12. She stacked up in the backfield for maybe a loss of 1 yard.
Number 36 made a good play for the Boston Militia.
So 4th and 11, Coach, what would you do?
I would punt, but I'm sure we're not going to see that.
I'm kind of doubting it.
Chuck being the owner of the team, I would probably be forced to punt. But I would bet punting is what I need to do right here.
Yeah, they're 4th and 11 at the 39-yard line, and they're lining up to go for it.
That's snap.
She lost the ball up in the air, and oh my goodness, that was a great job of focusing on that ball. That's number 11 again.
No, it was 81.
That was 81. Excuse me. 81 was the catch, Carmen Cruz, and they made the right decision because they got the first down.
Yeah, they did.
They're dodging some bullets.
Maybe that's why I'm here on the radio and not out on the field.
I guess so. All right, here we go. Back to that spread formation with the pistol. A snap. She throws the ball back to number 81. She's trying to get something going there. It looked like a, you know, pretty good shot there, but she just couldn't quite reach up and grab it.
I can't say enough about how impressed I am with this offensive line and the protection. She's standing back there. She's holding on to that ball for quite a long time, and hasn't really been hit but a couple times.
Seems like Boston's a little content to sit back there and try to cover those receivers instead of, you know, trying to bring everything up against that good line. We got a handoff to number 12 going straight ahead, diving up the middle for about 3 yards, bringing up second down and 7 yards to go. Number 36 on that tackle, Jessica Pinta. I've been offered a pair of glasses over here so I can see these numbers. I got motion over to the left-hand side. The quarterback getting dragged out from behind. Number 25, I can see that one coming, Jennifer Oliveri. Gets the sack.
Bad snap, just wrecked the whole timing of the play. That's like the fourth bad check on snap of the team. That really messes with the timing of the play. Supposed to be an option.
Now fourth down and 11.
They will go for it. That is.
This is, as I said, they were trying to hang back there and cover the pass.
Yeah.
They go through that offensive line pretty quick and make a mess. Two receivers each side. This is the formation. Fourth down and 11 again. And the snap. They throw it to guess who? Number 81, and she pounds ahead. Hits number 24. Nice solid, comes out to the 26-yard line. Another first down.
Yeah, she ran that skinny post wide open.
I'd like to. Unfortunately, they don't keep this particular stat, but I sure would like to see how good they're doing on fourth down conversion on the season. They don't seem to think that they need to do anything else but pass that ball.
No, not at all. Very surprising, but it seems to work out for him here. We'll see change the work or the backfires on him at some point in this game.
The militia defense has been on the field an awful long time in this first half. The outside receivers are being given about a 10-yard cushion by the corners. Got a fake handoff. Oh, she did hand it off number 12, but she gets twisted up kind of. Kind of badly there. The ball came out, but they're saying that she was already down. She leaves someone there.
Injury on the field. Not sure what the number is on the player, San Diego.
Well,
how was the ball carrier number 12?
Yeah, judging from the way she was twisted down there, it looked like her knee might have been hit pretty hard there.
You mentioned the Panther getting Boston's allowing the. San Diego's receivers, it's surprising with the athletes that San Diego has a receiver, that they're going to give him a 10-yard pass.
Well, you know, playing against some of those teams like that, one of the things that seems done in the past is you give them that cushion up until you get inside that red zone. They get in that red zone and hug up against them a little bit. The bend don't break kind of attitude, maybe.
And that falls to security.
That's where those little passes out to the side would sure help, wouldn't it?
Good to see her walking off.
It is.
That's great because she really got rolled up on there.
She is limping curly, rough on that left-hand leg. All right, so we're going to resume play here with 6 minutes, 42 seconds left. by the militia 7, third 6, second down 11 yards to go. The serves line up in the pistol formation, two receivers each side. We have the snap. It's a handoff to the new running back that just came in the game. Looks like, what was that, number 2? Desiree Wayman. And she gets just about across the original first down marker there. She's at third down and 9 to go.
Simple draw play.
Clock's ticking. 6 minutes, 8 seconds to go. Surge coming to the line. The militia drops into a 3-man front now.
Cover 1, 2, and pressing
her now. Yep. Cover 1 and pressing her down there in that 25-yard area. Oh, look at intercepted. Here we are. She's tackled down by number 54 and 21. We're going to look and see who that is that made that interception. Number 80 out there. That is Shante Bonds. Shante Bonds with a big play. Just as we were talking about that, they started hugging up against them, and they got inside that 25-yard line.
Make a note of it. Jessica Javits got past her defender with no problem. So
I was wondering if I was the only one seeing that. If she went past her.
if they press again, look for her to make some big plays.
Yeah.
If she walked, she got right past her.
Boston's going to work here. First down, 10 yards to go from their own 27-yard line. Lined up in the offset eye formation.
Oh, look at that hole.
He has got room to run. Number 28.
What a phenomenal job by that offensive line. Chuck, you could have ran through that hole.
That's Stinky Jim Cook who made that carry.
I doubt if I could have ran through that hole as big as it was there.
All right, so that's going to give them great field position. They're going to have first down and 10 to go at the San Diego Surge 39 yards, so 5 minutes, 5 seconds left to go. They're coming back up here to the line. They got the offset eye formation. Two tight ends, two receivers.
She's got room.
And she's running down the sideline.
Nice. Inside the 10.
Who is that with the reception? Number 33 of the militia makes a big catch and run. Whitney Zaley. She easily got a first down, and we might be inside that 10-yard line.
Yeah, she slipped out of the backfield right into the flat and was wide open.
First and goal, just inside the 10.
Double tight here. Wishbone.
We have a run up the right-hand side there. That is number 28, Stacy Tim Cook. She gets the ball up to about the 3-yard line of the San Diego Surge. They are driving hard.
Starting to see some hands on the hips on that defense.
The whole field is now covered in shade except for the one little spot that the four San Diego defenders standing in. Got the sunlight. And they're stacking up right there in the middle. San Diego Surge stacked the middle of the line. Boston gets pushed back a little bit. 39, Dorothy Donaldson with the carry. She may have gotten a yard.
Nice to see that old-fashioned wishbone.
It is.
You don't see it much anymore.
And they're back with it, double-tight wishbone. And we have a handoff over the left-hand side, number 33 with the carry. They call that a touchdown. That is Whitney Zaley with the touchdown, bringing the score to 6-13, Boston Militia ahead.
Tell you what, number 22 on the surge. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, number 22 on the surge. Deuce Reyes came up and made the play, but the running back just dipped her head down and just pulled her right over.
Yeah, Zaylee just gave it that little extra stretch and was able to get it across there.
The two Rams hit each other. Lone woman wins. It is up, and it is good.
2 minutes, 44 seconds remaining in the first half. Our score is the Boston Militia, 14, San Diego Surge, 6.
So, with 2 minutes, 44 seconds left in the first half, we're at 14-6, the Militia. Boston definitely has settled down. It's turned into a bit of a the opposite direction of what we had going on there in the first quarter.
Yeah, they definitely rode the wave of momentum from that interception all the way down to the touchdown. Playing with a little bit more swagger than they were in the beginning. Boston's line up for kick. They do have a kicking piece, so right to left, gonna kick in. 44 left. Half.
All right, kickoff is a little hard to handle there. Number 11 is scrambling out of the sideline there. Wasn't able to handle the reception.
She didn't touch it, so they'll take possession.
Yep. When the Surge come to the line, they'll be first and 10 at their own 13-yard line. They got a long ways to go. With 2 minutes and 42 seconds left, they want to put something up here before the end of the first half. San Diego Surge have broken the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. They have two receivers each side in pistol formation. Snap. She throws it out into a whole host of Boston Militia defenders. She was trying to reach number 81. Number 80 looks like she broke it up, but it could have been one of four people there in that case.
Been disastrous at this point. Yeah, Wieman's got to look off. She's got two great receivers. I understand wanting to get him the ball, but you can't just lock onto her like that the whole time.
It almost looked like a timing pattern that they were looking for.
So we'll dive up the middle. Makes it 39.
About 14-yard line.
All right, 3rd and 9. Pistol formation. Two receivers each side.
Let's get smash pass here.
You didn't do good so far. Let's see if you can pick it right this time.
Looks like Boston's pressing up on the defensive right side. I don't know why they didn't press up on that side. They're not giving them any pad at all.
They took away that cushion, huh?
Yeah. The question of the day is, they don't make this first down. Like, they got a punch.
Well, I'll tell you, they haven't shown that they're going to very much here, but I'd be real curious. I know that sometimes coaches get a little crazy in these national championship games. Start thinking of ideas of going forward inside their own 20-yard line. So
it's crazy, and there's points you just got to be smart as a coach.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn that ball on 14. If you're on 14, turn that ball over and being down 8 points.
Yeah.
But as the game progresses, I'm realizing if I had number 11 and number 81 on my squad, I might not be worried about going forward on 14 as well.
Yeah, you know, we have to admit, His percentage is doing well so far.
His percentage is great, but this is just one. And being an owner, I'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, this is one of those times that, as a coach, you go for it on fourth down and you make it. You're a hero.
We've got third and nine right now. We'll see what happens.
See if we can get it out of there. We're at the 2 minute warning there.
They're still pressing up on that right side a little bit.
They're pressing the right, but they're giving the cushion on the opposite side here. Then they've inched up there. All right, and she's looking out to her right. She hurls that ball down there. She's got her. Oh! Ball number 11, with all the catches she's made tonight, she had a chance to catch that ball, but bobbled it and wasn't able to haul it in. It's an incomplete pass. She was all the way out to about the 50-yard line.
And she was double covered. That would have been a tough catch, but, I mean, she would have been gone if she caught it.
So here we are, guys. You're the coach. Fourth and nine. You've made it every time you've gone for it, everywhere else on the field. Are you going for it?
I'm not, because right now it seems like Boston's got the momentum, but you're going for it.
They have lined up to go for it.
That is a great answer. Being coach of the trick angel. It's job security.
And we have the spread formation with the pistol. And she gets a snap. Throws the ball, and she almost got it intercepted by number 10. They are giving the ball up to the Boston Militia on a turnover on down. Fourth, and it's going to be at the 14-yard line of the surge. Boy, that is almost a gimme for the Boston Militia.
Yeah, like, I don't understand that. With a minute and 44 left, there's plenty of time. He was driving 80 yards or farther with a minute and 44 left to give him the ball up 14 yards. I just don't understand that. The national championship game.
Coaches always have their reasons for making decisions. You don't want to really second-guess them too much. But that was a pretty hard one to make in that situation. Fourth and nine. Yeah, maybe fourth and three. I don't know. Boston Militia come up in the offset eye formation. Hand off the ball to number 28 over to the right-hand side. She's over across the 10-yard line to almost the nine. And she's hauled down there by... See that way.
I did not. I was amazed by watching number 15, Kathy Thailander, the wide receiver, block her defender to the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
She was getting after it.
All right, one tight end, offset eye formation, one receiver each side. And you get a handoff to the tailback, and she gets stacked up for a loss there. Number 28 with the carry. She's hit for a loss of about 3 to 4 yards.
Yeah, timeout. Boston's got all three of the timeouts. They're running the first one. It's a smart move with 56 seconds left. I got a feeling there's play action in their future. He can move this ball about 5 yards. They'll get a first and goal.
You got a third. It's third and eight at this point. We're sitting here in a nice timeout. If the Boston Militia make a touchdown here, you know, it's going to be one of those things where a coach is going to be second guess for a little while, but, you know, hopefully they can hold up on the defensive side and keep that score where it is right now.
Well, if they can hold them off, they'll dodge another bullet. And they can keep those points off the board. They can go into the second half and make what adjustments they need to do. Come back out.
The militia break the huddle, come up to the line, and they decided to go with that double tight wishbone formation. Third down and eight to go. We have the snap. She fakes the handoff and tosses the ball over to the right-hand side. Number 33, she's going to make it to the end zone for us. It is a touchdown. Whitney Zelle. For another touchdown there for the militia, the San Diego Surge are going to be a little nervous about that call later.
He's going to be thinking about that one for a long time. Good job by the Boston Militia coaching staff to take that time out and put together a nice play action.
Well,
I think I did. I'm trying to get a little credit.
The Boston Militia are lining up for their extra point. Are you inside their, you know, little office?
Yeah, I have an earpiece. Listening to the...
Oh, it's a bad snap. Oh, and she gets hit hard. The number 45 who was holding the snap got a bad snap back there, and she tried to pick it up and run with it.
Number two made the tackle. That was
number two came back there and just hit her hard, put her to the ground. Desiree Women. So,
while we got a second, I want to comment on it solely here. This field, the stadium is outstanding. You guys put together a great event, and I want to congratulate you on doing so. It's been a great experience. This is my second championship weekend with WFA. It continues to get better and better. So I want to congratulate you and your wife on that. You guys did an outstanding job.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
The whole thing has been first class. I was talking to some of the All-Americans after the game this morning, and they were all just gushing. And they felt like they were in the NFL. You guys did a really great job.
Good deal.
So important that we make these girls feel like they're doing something very important.
And I can definitely appreciate that. We've definitely enjoyed putting on this event. It's been a lot of work, and to say the least. Oh, we have an onside kick over here.
Oh boy.
Melissa had it. Melissa had the ball.
Great.
On about the 37-yard line, they got the ball back with 47 seconds left to go.
Timeout.
Two timeouts. 20-6, the Militia in the lead. What a call, Coach.
What a great call. That's why they're in the national championship. They got a great coaching staff.
Wow. We don't want to beat that coach up, but, man, what a decision. This turned out to be.
I got a feeling if I was coach of San Diego, I'd be putting together my punt team in the halftime. Going through that.
All right. The Militia are back to work. They go out here in the spread formation shotgun. Seen a little bit of everything from them on offense today.
Yes, but they started the game in and were struggling, so.
Number seven rolled out to her right just a little bit. Oh, we get a reception out there by number 33, but she gets dropped for a loss for about 4 yards. She would have been better off leaving that behind.
The clock would have stopped. And
the clock's ticking down. We're down to 30 seconds left. And they just called their next timeout?
Yeah, they went some time, precious time, to pick up when they took that timeout.
Yep. 5-6 seconds there, went off the clock. We got a timeout for Boston now. So, Coach, what would you be calling now?
Well, they moving the ball. I say go right back to the flat.
Let's see what we get here. That's with your percentages so far, you're doing pretty good. Said that about the surge a little while ago on the fourth down deal.
How much I would press it here. If they run a play and they don't get much out of it, 29 seconds left, I might take my 14-20 lead to the locker room at half just to avoid any kind of bad mistake.
Yeah. They come back out in shotgun spread formation. Got second down and a good 13 yards to go. They have the snaps. Pulling out to her right-hand side. And we get a catch by number three.
Catch. I was just going to say, you want to throw it towards the sideline. That way it's either incomplete or out of bounds or completion.
So they're in business with the clock stopped, 23 seconds left to go in the first half. 20-6. Boston Militia ahead of the surge.
That was a big play. She's out of bounds. First down. Now they're inching into field goal territory.
We have trips out to the right-hand side. The Militia throw a good pass. It was defended really well by number two of the San Diego Surge. That'd be Desiree Wayman.
Well, I'll tell you, I go right back to that rollout pass, hit that sideline, try to get that clock out, I'll put you in field goal position, solid field goal position, and give you another shot at the end zone.
It's just such a safer play.
It's second down and 10 with 18 seconds left to go. The militia are in business here at the 25-yard line of the San Diego Surge. Definitely within striking distance.
Anything inside that doesn't get out of bounds, they're going to have to burn their last time out and take them off the field goal.
All right, we're going to sprint out again. Number seven, goal. Oh, that's right. She kicked off and run.
Great idea. Exactly. Heady play by that quarterback to get out of bounds. She didn't force it. She took what she could get and got out of bounds with 11 seconds. That is, you can't ask for a better decision than that as a football coach.
That brings her to the 20-yard line. Gain of five. Making it third down, 5 yards to go.
Get about 37-yard field goal from this spot. They don't get any more yards on this play.
I did see that kicker in practice doing some pretty good kicks yesterday. We got to spread out in shotgun formation. 11 seconds on the clock. He was the move there.
The right tackle, number 78.
Uh-oh.
76.
I know they don't like to hear their name called on that, but it says number 77, it's Sharice Woodbine, jumped outside there. Got some 5 yards, backed up, third and 10. 11 seconds still on the clock. Red formation for the militia. The Surge have brought a bunch up into the box there, and their linebackers are pretty in, you know, pretty close tight there. Number seven passes out to the right-hand side to number three. Oh, and it's broken up.
Both players.
Both dozen three was struggling for that ball.
They both went up to the high point, and that was a great football play right there.
It's about a 42-yarder. We're going
to
kick it.
Is that Ashley Moody on that play?
Yes, I do believe it was.
Number 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Ashley Moody put herself in perfect position, was able to keep that ball from being caught. Would have been kind of interesting, though, because there's only 5 seconds left on the clock now. They're going to go for a field goal here. That's going to be a 42-yard field goal, guys. And it's going to fall short. And that ends the first half with the Boston Militia 20, San Diego Surge 6. Folks, we're going to take a break here during the halftime show, and we'll be back here in about 15 minutes.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network. We'll be right back.
Stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today. I just wanna be happy. Is that okay? Oh, stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today. Well,
is the Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Getting ready to start the second half. Surge are kicking to the militia. From left to right on your radio. Ball's kicked. Received at about the 15-yard line. She's run right up the middle. And she is.
And the kicker brings her
down. The brakes are down on the 45-yard line in Surge territory. What a great return. She was untouched until she got to the 50. Okay, so they got a first and down, first and 10 on the 45-yard line going in. Unless you break the huddle. And they're spread 2x2, two receivers on both sides. Shotgun. Half back to the left. They're going jet motion. And they're going to run a stretch play to the right. And they get about
5 yards. It's a second and 5 from the 4-yard line.
I really like how the militia set up plays. They run two or three plays and then throw a play action right off of that same play. So look for the same thing here.
It's definitely working out for them, that's for sure. Got to draw straight up the middle. So it looks like she may have got back to the original line of scrimmage.
There's six surge players right on top of her. First pass. going to have to hurry up and get that play. That's called timeout. So he's taking a little too long to get the play. He's not dominated at all during the first timeout. But 12:45 left in the third quarter. Boston's moved the ball like they were in the first half. They've got a first and 7 from the 11-yard line. Mike, we had a couple stats in the first half. Boston Militia, Allison Cahill, 6 for 7, 56 yards, and a touchdown. And also, Whitney Zeely, running back number 33, she had two touchdowns, a rushing touchdown and a reception. I'll give you the rest here after this play.
We got trips to the right, Wildcat to the left, Wildcat formation number 33 in the backfield. She's running out to her right-hand side, but she's hit for most likely a loss.
Yeah, the receiver didn't get her block. Didn't get the edge. Sealed up.
Number 33, Whitney Zeely. She had 40 yards on the ground with a touchdown in the first half. She had one reception for 10 yards and a touchdown also in the first half.
Well, most comes to the line in the I formation. Runs power to the left. It's about two.
Oh, there we are. We got light in our press box.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
All right, Boston's coming up to the line. Terry got off that I formation, one tight end, two receivers split wide. A snap. She takes the handoff, goes out to her right hand side. She's pointing at a receiver. She got that receiver wide open in the end zone. That is another Boston Militia touchdown.
Is that a wheel route?
Number 80 out there got that touchdown. Shante Bonds.
They keep rolling out to the offensive right, and they can't stop them when they do it. She pointed for her to go to the end zone, and she did, and threw it to her with a touchdown.
Yeah, they're hurting him with that sprint out.
All right, Boston coming to the line for the extra point kick. The kick is up. And the referees are signaling that it is good. That makes it 27-6. The Militia have dominated the last quarter and a half here.
Yeah, they're like a machine right now. They're just, it looked like the search came up and changed their defensive front to a forefront. On that to try to change it up.
That was number 42, Ashley Snyder, with the kick. They gave him that extra point. We have 11 minutes, 12 seconds left to go in the third quarter. The Militia are lining up for another kickoff. The Surge are going to have to get going here pretty quick, or this could turn into quite a mess for them. She lines up for the kick. She kicks it downfield about the 21-yard line.
By number 11.
Fielded by number 11 going out on
the
left-hand side. She's got room.
She took the coach out over there. That'll leave a mark.
That's Jessica Jadalay with the carry.
I I don't think I'd kick the ball to her again.
She got almost to the 50-yard line. It's going to be at the 49-yard line, first and 10 for the San Diego Surge. All right, we got two receivers each side. Pistol formation. Defense lined up with two down. It's a handoff. Straight up the middle, number 21. With a San Diego Surge, Rachel Cole. Jimmy. Danny Guidry with the San Diego Surge.
Just about two or three there.
They're going straight back to that no huddle.
2x2 pistol.
Two receivers split each side. Pistol. Quarterback rolling out to the right hand side. She throws it downfield.
Nice.
Looks like we have a catch by number 11. That'd be Jessica Javelet. She hauls it in at about the 26 yard line, giving them a first down for the San Diego Surge.
She threw that ball a mile.
She did, and that was a heck of a catch there.
Very good adjustment.
Ball
was a little bit behind her. She went back and got it. It was a great athletic play.
All right, we motioned into a tight end set.
Motioned back to that two deep down line front.
We had a snap. We got receivers asking for the football. Number 11 going across the end zone. And we have a catch. Jessica Javelet gets a touchdown. That's going to bring us to 27-12. The Surge showing signs of life.
And you've got to give all the credit to that offensive line. She held on that ball for a long time. She had all day to throw the ball. And it looked like she broke her route off because there was nothing open. And they just made an adjustment, a side adjustment, and it was a great catch. Ready for the extra point here?
Got number two holding. Cedric Wayman. Got flag on an extra point. Delay of game on an extra point. That's some of that gray hair you were talking about with your shoulder.
Absolutely.
We'll let you know who's kicking that ball here in just a second for the Surge. Looks like Andrea Grant. That is number 91, Andrew Grant with the kick, and it is good, bringing that score to 27-13.
The Surge really needed that drive right there. They needed something good to happen to slow down the militia, because in my opinion, the militia had all the momentum for the last quarter and a half. What a great football game this has turned out to be.
It is. We got 9 minutes, 44 seconds left in the third quarter. Austin Bush, 27, San Diego Surge, 13. This is the third national championship for the Women's Football Alliance. The first year, it was taken by the St. Louis Slam, second year, Lone Star Mustangs. And today, we'll find out if it's going to be the San Diego Surge or the Boston Militia taking that third trophy home. Number 11, Javelet, lining up for the kick. She kicks it down to about the 29-yard line, fielded by number 24. She's hit by a host of Surge players.
That's what you call a swarm tackle there.
Yep, good swarm tackling. Number 23 gets off at the bottom of the pile there. Number 23 for the Surge is Crystal Elton.
It appears that Jessica Javelet, a kicker as well.
All right, so we've got the Surge in business here. Excuse me, the militia.
Got a shout out to Team USA. Hey, USA. Got that girl and good luck. Now, here goes Stephen, Theo, Anderson, Goodman, Parker, and Rick Howes in today's game. From Benny Rival number 8.
All right, we got a timeout on the field here.
Re-kicking it, it looks like. Austin looks like they lined up to return a kick.
They sure do. I didn't see the laundry on the field.
Yeah,
there.
I didn't either.
Not sure what the penalty was there, but San Diego's being forced to re-kick the ball here.
Jessica Javis to kick it.
And it goes right back to number 24 of the Boston Militia. She fielded about the 25-yard line. She's out across the 40, struggling to get across the 45-yard line. She's brought down again by number 23 of the San Diego Surge, Crystal Elton. So Brianna Gallo looks like she got some work done on the kick return. That could be dangerous for your kickoff team when they have to go down there and do that twice in a row.
Yeah, in this heat.
All this heat's calmed down. Now it's only a whopping 91, 92 degrees. All right, the militia come back to the line of scrimmage here. Offset eye formation. We have a handoff number 28. Stacy Kim Cook. She gets a gain of about a yard, bringing up second down and 9 yards to go. 9:08 with the clock ticking in the third quarter, 27-13, militia ahead of the Surge.
Looks like the Surge's halftime adjustment was to change their alignment because they've been on the forefront. And as soon as I say that, it looks like they're going to back to the three front here, so... They got a lot of
formation for Boston. They had an overloaded right side. They get it out to the 45-yard line. And they came back with that big fullback. Charlie Donaldson, number 39, with the carry. It's a first down for Boston.
On balance right. There's a flag.
And somebody jumped offside there. Looks like that same fullback that just made the nice carry might have jumped off there.
All-star against Boston. It's a 5-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Boston comes back up the line of scrimmage in the offset eye.
Unbalanced.
It is unbalanced. Oh, they saw that a minute ago.
That's two tackles to one side.
Quarterback hands off to number 28. She's out across the 50-yard line, but that's not going to be enough to get her. Well, she did come back to the original line of scrimmage. It was first and 15 to begin with.
What Boston's doing is they're bringing both offensive tackles to one side. They're overloading, unbalanced to one side. That leaves just a guard and a tight end to the backside. It looks like the Surge have adjusted to it pretty well, and they're not willing to give up anything.
Boston back to the line of scrimmage. Offset eye. They did not go to the off-balance system. They got a tight end to the right-hand side. Two receivers split wide. Quarterback sprints out to her right. Throws the ball down intended for. On the far side of the field there, we can't quite see it. number 85. Thank you to the announcer upstairs, Emily Weinberg, with the miss there. We'll bring a third down and long.
Search jerseys are hard to see.
They are. Those numbers
silver
are,
numbers.
Those numbers are really kind of a gray color, it looks like, on that dark blue. It's really hard to make out from our distance here. Off the back of the line of scrimmage, offset eye. Quarterback's dropping back to pass.
It's all,
got all kinds of time, but she gets finally chased down by the San Diego Surge players there. Chased her out of bounds. Number 72, Michelle Starks, helped chase her down there and get her out of bounds.
Tell you what, I'll give Cahill a lot of credit. Most quarterbacks are going to want to get rid of that football and just force something, and she's shown the ability to just to run out of bounds, get something out of nothing, and not put her team in jeopardy by turning the ball over. That's, you can't say enough about that.
Oh, my goodness, guys. We have a punt.
We're going to get a punt.
Fourth and a long way to go.
Almost blocked.
42 is the punter as well as the kicker. Ashley Snyder. She kicked it out of bounds at about the 33-yard line of the San Diego Surge.
Deuce Reyes of the Surge had a great effort and almost blocked that.
All right. San Diego Surge has gone back to this huddle. Hadn't happened a whole lot in the game. Two receivers split to each side. Pistol formation. Boston going with a three-person down line. Oh, a little miscommunication there. Not sure if number 11, Jessica Javelet, had a miscommunication on her route or what. It looks like she flipped back and forth a couple times before that ball went right past her.
Yeah, something didn't look right there, but I'm sure we'll get it figured out and press forward.
There you go, Surge back at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers split each side. There's the formation. And we swing a pass out to the left-hand side, but if not, handles a little low. Looks like number 2, Desiree Wayman, was the intended receiver. Excuse me, make that number 5, Casey Clark. Third down, 10 yards to go. Back in the pistol formation, seems like they're just standing in that now. And quarterback rolls a little bit to her right. She's got number 11, Jessica Javelet, out there. That's actually number 10 in that case, Holly Peterson. A flag down and a player down at about the same place the flag is. Right in the middle of that interior line area. And it was a chop block. That would explain the player laying on the field. Never like to see that happen to somebody. Ever fell victim to a chop block, Coach?
Oh, yes. More than once.
A couple stars on the knee from that.
I have an ACL replacement.
The players are taking the knee. She's already walking off the field over here. She does have to stay out for a point. That was what she was probably asking there.
Well, Mike, it's fourth down.
I guess we're going to see what their decision is this time. It didn't work out too good for them last time. That's in that big penalty. And that goes back to third down, though. They don't. They get to keep the down in that case. It's a 15-yard penalty. So, yeah, third down and a country mile to go. Back them all the way up to their own 18-yard line. San Diego comes out in their typical formation. Two receivers split to each side, pistol formation. They have a snap. That's a throw over the, it looked like it was trying to go over the middle there, but.
Yeah, it was a screen. We had a lineman downfield there.
Line setting up for a screen, that's for sure.
It actually looked like Jessica Penta was the one that broke that up. I wonder if they're going to kick with fourth down and 25 yards to go. They must not have a punter. They just must not have a punter. Either that or they have more faith in their receiver than they have in her foot.
That is a long ways to go for first and all.
Goodness sake.
I don't understand.
They're actually dropping back the pass. And it's dropped. So now they're going to get the ball back to the Boston Militia down in their own territory at the 18-yard line.
I don't get that. Those have got to be tough decisions to make, I can tell you that right now.
Well, the Boston Militia are probably saying, thank you for the nice Christmas present. It's Christmas in July. They're lining up in that wishbone formation.
They roll out fast.
Number 28 rolled out to the right-hand side. Looks like they're going to pass out of that. Well, it got locked up there. They're still passing, though. Intended out there for number 85. Just in time with that announcer. I was expecting him to say that for me. Emily Weinberg. His eyes must be much better than ours.
Oh,
we're not getting those.
Or he's got some binoculars.
He has binoculars. I was up there earlier. He's got a spotter.
It's not his first rodeo.
Anybody have a pair of glasses up here, guys?
I do, but
can't borrow them.
It must not be working well because I can't read them either.
Oh, we'll call it the glare from the slot, from the lights over there. All right, now they've got an interesting formation here. They've got two backs lined up next to the quarterback there in the shotgun and one in the pistol.
Some people call that the spread zone.
Number 28, Stacey Kimbrough, was the running back on that play. She goes ahead there and gets about 3 yards, making it third down and 7 yards to go. They just changed out a receiver for a very large human. But we'll see what they come up with here when they come back to the line. And just as I was thinking, they lined that very large person up, that fullback. Here we go. They line up in the wishbone double tight. Number 33 with running room. She gets a good first down there. She's down to about the 5-yard line, maybe the 4. Yep, the referee has marked it at the 4-yard line of the San Diego Surge.
First down was an awful collision.
Whitney Daly with the carry. Giving him another good first down. First and goal.
Playing my kind of football here. Wishbone again. Same play to the left. And there she's in.
And that fullback was brought in for a good reason. She's laying some block back there that would make some of those surge sweat. Making it for a touchdown with 4 minutes, 9 seconds left. In the third quarter, that brings the score to 33-13, Boston. Whitney Daly was with the touchdown, number 33. We've been calling her name quite a bit here.
That's the third of the day. She's got two rushing and a receiving touchdown.
She's a very talented back.
The kick is up, and it is good. Brings you
34-13. And it's good. Four dances by the third quarter. Boston Militia 34, the San Diego Surge 13.
Boston Militia are making quite a statement here at this point.
Oh, it makes the game a lot easier when you're only going 30 and in.
Less. That time they only had 18 with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Their average starting point has got to be inside the San Diego Surge territory easily.
I agree. Like I told you, I mean, they have two different possessions. So they gave it up at the 14-yard line, and San Diego gave it up at the 18-yard line on that possession. Like I said, we don't want to second guess him too much, but he has his reasons. So that's just got to be a tough decision to make. I mean, Boston's been playing mistake-free football, so I mean, you don't see many flags on them. And Cahill is just quarterback Alex Cahill is just taking control of the game. She's making great decisions herself. So.
Boston lined up for the kick here, number 42, Ashley Snyder. She kicks it nice and deep this time. It's going past the back receivers. Number 11 picks it up at about the 13-yard line. She's running out across the 25. And taken down by number 21 of the Boston Militia.
Good coverage there.
That's Rachel Toll on the tackle.
I think this is a possession. San Diego's got to do something. They've got to move the ball in this possession. 3:59 left in the third. They have got to move the ball.
And right now it's getting to the point where the Boston Militia are not even playing run at all. They're just going to start playing pass. Pistol formation, two wide on both sides.
We got a pass out here, Jennifer, number 11. She has the ball. She wasn't touched. So she was able to jump back up there and get out to the 47-yard line of the Boston Militia. Looks like they're holding up the chains there, though. Got some laundry on the field.
Face mask.
Yeah, it is a personal foul face mask. Of course, that's the only kind nowadays.
Yeah. First man. Tell you what, her ability to adjust to a bad pass is amazing. She's really made some great catches.
Well, that play puts the San Diego Surge all the way down to the 32-yard line of the Boston Militia. So they're right back in business. Just like we're talking about, they might be in trouble. Looks like
they've shown the ability to have a big play.
They got two receivers split to each side. Pistol formation. Three down linemen for the Militia, four linebackers. It's a handoff up the middle there. Got another penalty on the play.
Deanna
Guidry on the carry. And number 36, Jessica Pinto, makes the tackle. We do have a penalty there. Another face mask against the Militia. Well, that's two penalties for 30 yards on this drive.
Just as I had mentioned, they were playing 3-point. Right on cue.
You totally redeemed yourself.
I bet you they're wishing you didn't say that.
I bet you they are.
Wonder why coaches always have gray hair. We got trips out the left-hand side, one receiver down to the right. Pistol formation. Drops back to pass.
Oh!
And number three with the Boston Militia almost had a pick there. Amy Sauer was intended for Tessa Javelin, and she just couldn't get up there high enough to take it down. Number three was some great defense, tipping that ball.
Yeah.
Jessica's number 11, Jessica Javelin, was getting behind her on several occasions. But, she could have made a catch on that ball. That would have been bad. She had been beating her up a little bit on that outside.
Yep. Second down and 10. One receiver at each side. Pistol formation.
Oh, they brought the house there.
They did. They brought it this time.
I was going to call it. They gambled.
They caught them. They got a little screen pass out there, number two. With the surge, that's Desiree Wayman. With the carry, she gets out to about the 10-yard line. She's going to bring out a third down and 5 yards to go.
That was a Rex Ryan defense there. They brought 9 or 10.
I was waiting for your Jets comment.
You know, I got to put one in.
Mark that at 2:45 in the third quarter. Coach Wolf brings out his Jets comment.
All right, two receivers split out each side. That's the formation. The militia are bringing those linebackers up. They're showing blitz, and they're bringing them.
Oh.
They're definitely bringing them. They're going to get her number 72.
There's
bring down the quarterback
team
for a sack there.
Quarterback turned around and tossed the ball, and the back was already gone. Something happened there.
Well, the militia have decided to blitz here in the last couple minutes. They've been pretty effective.
Well, here it's fourth down. And I got to say, you got to go for it.
You know they're not going for a field goal. They didn't go for any punt. 1 minute, 53 seconds left. It's the national championship. You got fourth down, 8 yards to go on.
We like got a double tight formation here with two wide, two split ends. And she throws the right in coverage.
Intercepted.
It was five pass. See, that's what I was talking about. You can't just force it when nothing's there. You got to live to fight another day.
Intercepted by number 59, Molly Goodwin. Made a heck of a play out there, bringing that down. Has taken the surge from what could have been, getting them back in the business there. They're now taking over possession. Militia with a score of 34-13 with 1 minute 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Wishbone. Power play to the right. 28. Is that 28?
Up to the 15, or up to the 50-yard line.
Take a 10 foot.
Defense is going to, San Diego is going to have to stop them at this point. They're going to have to put up some kind of stop. So if we got enough gas left to make this happen. Here with 50, counting down, 54 seconds left in the third quarter. Back to the wishbone. Double tight. Boston.
Comes power to the left.
We have a handoff to the left-hand side. Just as it was called by a coach here. Number 33, excuse me, Whitney Miller with the carry.
You're just going to chip away at it.
Got a first and 10 from the 24-yard line. Boston going right to left on your radio. We got time winding down in the third quarter.
That is the end of the third quarter. The score, 34-13, Boston Militia with the San Diego Surge. We're trying to catch a... Okay, the fullback that we've been talking about, and I'll tell you, some of the San Diego Surge players are asking for a license plate number on this, but number 95, Sadie Williams, has been laying out some great blocks.
She's had a phenomenal game.
She's definitely been a factor.
I'm not sure how big she really is in person, but she looks like she's overshadowing those people on the field. Huh?
Yeah. She's moving bodies out there, that's for sure. Players, looking to learn all of it.
All right, we'll see if the Surge can hold up defensively. They need to make something happen here.
Don't be surprised to see a play action here in the near future. Try to put that ball out,
yeah.
Put that final dagger in there.
What the Boston Militia wouldn't do for a nice 8 or 9 minute drive from where they're at, the 24 yard line. They could do that. They come up, double tight, wishbone formation, hand off to the fullback. And she gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe.
Yeah, the Surges have everybody up in there. It's hard to run inside.
That is number 39, Dorothy Donaldson with the carry. She's walking a little gingerly getting off the field there. Hopefully she can come back. She's been doing a real good job for him. Back to that offset eye formation. One receiver split out to each side. Dropping back the pass. It looked like it was supposed to be the screen. She started falling down.
Yeah.
She went to make the throw and just couldn't get it off. Found that little man in the grass there.
Yeah. Line sniper.
You know, a couple years ago before they changed this turf out, you actually did trip over the lines. They had along every 5 yards, they had a seam there, and you could actually be running along and trip on one of them. This is a beautiful field that they have here now.
It's a great facility.
Coming back up, the Militia are back under center at the offset eye formation. One receiver each side. Number 7 drops back to pass. She has. She almost got picked off. She attempted that pass for number 18, Mia Brickhouse. Carmen Cruz is able to break it up.
Surge needed that stop. It's a huge stop for the Surge if they're going to make a run here.
That was number 81, Carmen Cruz, with that breakup. Fourth down and 9, and the Boston Militia are going to punt for the second time this game. Cruz is back to receive the kick. She barely gets it off. That's number 42 with the punt.
Wow, that was
number 81 has received the ball. She's up to the 50-yard line. Maybe gain 3 or 4 yards on the return.
That was great coverage. Boston should do a great job on special teams.
Yeah, that's number 24, Brianna Gallo. She did an outstanding job on the coverage.
Right now, we're the Surge taking back over. 13 for the San Diego Surge. Boston Militia, 34. 13 minutes, 50 seconds left. Yeah, first down and 10 to go from the 50-yard line for the Surge.
Double tight.
The snap. She's dropping back, looking for a receiver downfield, and it's going to be up for grabs. Number 3 with the Boston Militia, Amy Sauer, has had a couple opportunities tonight to make some picks. But she just hasn't been able to haul them in. Looks like Jessica Dowdley was her intended receiver on that as well. All right, Militia come up against the line of scrimmage pretty hard here. And they've got a run.
Oh, boy.
They were set up for it. Deanna Guidry with the carry. And number 50 of the militia, Amanda Alford, with the tackle. All right, we're back in the double tight formation. Pistol, one receiver split each side for the circus. Third down, almost 12 yards to go. Swing pass out to Guidry.
Hey, what, Boston Militia defense is pumped up. They are covering. They're all over the field. They are swarming.
That is 59, Molly Goodwin with the tackle. And that was a tackle for a loss, making it fourth down and 13. And I'm guessing they're going to go for it.
Yeah. Now, that last play was that same back out of the backfield into the flat swing pass. They were getting 12 yards a pop that before, and now there's nothing there. It's just too much pursuit.
Militia backed off the line just a little bit. Now they're peppering up there a bit. And defensive end came hard. That pass was intended for Jessica Davalay, but it is incomplete, and there's flag on the play. Out here in the area, what might be a holding penalty.
Holding on the defense after the lucky break.
Defensive holding, it's going to give the Surge one more chance and a first down, apparently.
Very costly penalty.
It is first down. They're marching off the penalty. They'll be down at the Boston Militia 43-yard line. With 12 minutes, 22 seconds left to go, the Surge is down by 21 against the Militia. Trips out to the right-hand side for the Surge up. There's a timeout on the field. As they're discussing
The militia called the timeout.
The militia called the timeout on that.
I think he's asked the referees to talk about this.
There's something going on. They should be playing some Jeopardy music right about now.
Uncatchable, maybe?
Oh, on defensive holding, the uncatchable doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what the problem could be.
What are they doing here? Back live. Sorry about that little glitch there. We fell offline temporarily. But we are back. Nothing's happened since we left. It's still first down and 10 for the Surge at the 43-yard line. Trips to the right-hand side. One receiver to the left. Pistol formation. She's looking straight down here at Jessica Javale. And Jessica can't haul it in. 24 of the Boston Militia, Brianna Gallo, goes back to work playing some good defense.
I think the Surge needs to change it up. That's like the fifth time they've gone down a fly route.
And they seem to be timing it out because she's not looking the opposite direction at all. She is just letting the ball go at a certain point. Jessica Javale is switching places, going off to the opposite side of the field there. They brought number 5 down to the opposite side. That's Casey Clark. Boston jumped off, but they were able to get back. made the pass to that Casey Clark we were just talking about. They switched the receivers up. Maybe they saw something that they wanted to take advantage of there. Number,
good hit there.
Number 10 on the tackle, Adrian Smith. Minutes, 31 seconds left, and the clock is ticking. Two receivers split to each side for the search. Motion from right to left. Hand off to number 21, Deanna Guidry. She gets back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about all, right?
Yeah, she didn't get much there. Second and 10 still, 25-yard line.
Two receivers split each side. A little high snap there.
Pressure.
Got a little pressure, and the ball was not anywhere near catchable as it went to the back side of the receiver.
Tell you what, those linebackers are doing a great job locking down those slot backs.
That pass was intended for number 10, Holly Peterson. Incomplete, giving a third down and 10 yards to go. 10 minutes, 35 seconds left. Fourth quarter.
Comes blitz.
They brought it. It looked like the line picked it up pretty good, but the pass intended for number 10, Holly Peterson, fell to the ground with the help of two Boston Militia defenders.
Perfect play call. They had a linebacker blitz going, and tight end looked right behind where the backers were and just couldn't complete the pass.
As high-powered as the San Diego Surge offense has been in the past, they still have an opportunity to do something here. They just have to do something on this drive and get it going again. Dropping back to pass. It looks like
communication there.
It was crossing routes with the receivers, and looks like one looked back at the other thinking they were supposed to catch it.
Well, I'd imagine Boston is going to take this ball and probably run and chip away that time. They are going to pound the rock.
Turn her over on downs once again, but this time it was actually in the Boston Militia territory.
Yes, that feels easier to swallow. Might take some time shout out to back in Detroit, another listener tonight. Send us a few messages, so I want to say hi to KT and everybody that's listening. Frank from the Mayhem says hello to Kalamazoo.
We got tripped out to the right-hand side for Boston. Surprisingly, they're not just trying to home. They might have made a mistake on their side because now they've got an interception by number 38 of the San Diego Surge, Selena Mosley. Has taken the interception and run it down to the 20-yard line of the Boston Militia. They are back in business. 10 minutes, 14 seconds left to go.
That one, Mike, right there. That was a great spot for that one. Not sure I agree with throwing the ball in that situation.
Up 21 points. Again, we don't like the second-guess coaches.
No,
there isn't that in the championship.
They've been able to run the ball without any problems. Yeah, they were moving the ball good on the ground.
That double tight wishbone formation looked pretty good to me.
Well, it never looks bad to me.
All right, San Diego's back in business, and they've got a pass going over.
Uh-oh, there we go.
They got it down on the 5-yard line. That's number 5.
Oh, we got a penalty flag.
Casey Clark, but there is a penalty flag on
the play. The defender might have been there a bit early on that one.
But she still caught it. We haven't really called Casey Clark's name very much tonight up until the last few minutes.
Yeah. That was a very good catch.
It is a first down for San Diego. The pass interference call, but it, you know, they'd rather just take the receiving yards and move forward. Two receivers split to each side. They're at the 4-yard line. The pass is tipped up by number 18 of the Boston Militia, Mia Brickhouse. Second and goal at about the 3-yard line. And the Boston Militia are stacking up the middle pretty hard. 81 went in motion to the right hand side. She's rushing out the flat. She got a touchdown.
That is number 81 of the San Diego Surge, Carmen Cruz, with the touchdown. That's going to bring the score up to 34-19.
And that decision to throw a pass is coming back to haunt them right now.
What a great play call.
Going back to that play action. She had snapped the looking directly at a receiver, snapping the ball, and they're getting that advantage ball.
Number 91 on to attempt the kick. Oh, and it is blocked. It is blocked. And let's get the number on that. That is number 3. We've called her name quite a bit tonight. That's Amy Sauer. Got through the block of the kick. So now, 34-19, 9 minutes 55 seconds left to go. Second in the fourth quarter.
Point can make a difference when it comes down here again. 15-point difference here.
It's hard to play by sixes when the other team's playing by sevens.
Well, you know what? Looks like the Surge, because every time they've been inside the goal line area, they haven't gone as any kind of running game. They really just kept their spread offense gone in there. So you have to wonder how much faith they have in their running backs to get them in on short distance. So going for two may not be their
right. Well, they found the kicking tee.
Looks like Boston is expecting maybe an onside kick here. Something short. They got the back line pushed up.
They got their hands team out there.
The referee is getting himself a drink of water. It's been a long, hard day for them. This referee crew has done two full rounds of refereeing for this game.
Oh, is it hot outside?
Nah, not now.
Clock, so it's, we got a problem with the clock.
Oh, yeah, the clock already running down. I guess somebody wants to go home. They got to reset that, and I'd be hard-pressed to figure out where it should have been stopped. Was it around 7 minutes?
Nine minutes? Nine something.
9:55, there we go.
There we go. They reset it back to 9:55. They had to let it finish running this time out, I guess.
Apparently the clock operator was getting him a drink of water also.
Take advantage of that 30-second timeout. Jessica Javelet makes a kick. Bounces around about the 40-yard line. 38. They actually had, San Diego had a chance to get in there, but Boston had
great
a sure
great play out of number 18 for the Boston Wish to cover that up.
Number 18 being Mia Brickhouse. We've called her number quite a few times tonight.
Boston needs to get this clock rolling. Chip away at that time.
All right, well, Boston comes out in an off-balance formation. with two receivers split wide on each side and the shotgun. There's a penalty on the play. We'll see what that is.
Oh,
quarterback took a heck of a hit, a high-low. Coming in there, number two, Desiree Wayman, came up, made a heck of a secondary hit there. Why do you think they're sticking with that pass so much when they're in the lead, when the run was working for them so well?
Well, I think that might have been a designed quarterback sweep with the jet motion to lead back. I think their concern was, you know, the surge has been plugging up the box with a lot of players. So they're just trying to find ways to loosen that defense up a little bit.
So you have a balanced out to the right.
Yeah, unbalanced right.
Back to that run.
91, jeez.
She got up to the 40-yard line. Going to bring up a good third and eight.
Andrea Grant made a great play on that. Fight off the block and make the play for the surge.
Number 383 is asking the referee, what's going on?
All right, we're back on the recording here. So what down do we have here, guys? Fourth down and about 13 to go.
Looks like they'll punt it away. I think number 83 might have had a case on that one. 22 for San Diego, Surge. Looks like she gave her a little
chug prior to the ball getting there. It's a good snap. Number 42 handles the snap, punts it down to about the San Diego Surge 40, where it's going to bounce out of bounds without being handled at the 38-yard line of the San Diego Surge. So, with 8 minutes 30 seconds left to go, the San Diego Surge 19, Boston Militia 34, the Surge have taken back over possession. Looks trying to make something happen here. All right, the Surge have lined back up. They've got one receiver to each side. Pistol formation, double tight. Ooh. Boston jumped off there. Not sure if they were, if the Surge did it first or. Yep, it's a false start on San Diego. You know what that sound was? That was the sound of a gray hair popping out.
Those are just drive killers there.
Is
that big number 95 is playing at the fullback position for the Boston Militias lined up there at the nose tackle. And try to cause some havoc in there.
Oh.
Intended for number 81, Carmen Cruz, broken up by number 25 from the Militia. That would be Jennifer Oliveri. So I'm here in the press box here. We're making the comment that this game has been stretched out quite a bit by all the passing that's going on. Surge has definitely been throwing some passes tonight. They're throwing a good long one here, but it was intended for number 10, Holly Peterson. Covered by Mia Brickhouse. Fell incomplete. Brings that third down and about 15 to go.
Surge needs to go to some intermediate routes. Keep going deep every time.
He's trying to get too much.
The percentage, completion percentage is not real high with those long passes. There we go again.
81, Carmen Cruz hauls it in this time to get out for a first down at the 44-yard line of the Boston Militia. A little extracurricular activities are getting up. San Diego's trying to hurry up and get going again. 7 minutes, 52 seconds left. Double tight formation. One receiver split each side. Pistol formation. Drops back to pass. Intended for number five, Casey Clark. Excuse me, that little jolt there was brought on by what could have been a big late hit. She had just moved about an inch out of the way.
She was about to get smoked.
That's the kind of hit that would have made her mom jump out of the stands. Never had that happen, Coach? Mom jump out of the stands for you?
Once or twice.
All right, they're back in action here. A surge at the 44-yard line. Drops back
double
the pass.
Good job.
Good, nice catch down there. Looks like number 10, Holly Peterson, with the catch. She hauls it in down around the 20-yard line of the Boston Militia. So they are definitely doing some good work here. 7 minutes, 20 seconds with the clock ticking. Surge 19, Militia 34.
That last play was just a bubble to the right. They faked the bubble and hit the slot back.
They're in the hurry.
She's double covered.
Oh, goodness. Number 80 with the coverage of the Boston Militia, Shante Bonds. They came right back to the line of scrimmage pretty quick on that one, didn't they? They're no huddle in a hurry up, no huddle. It's just a good pace.
Don't allow you to make adjustments.
But that was the hurry up for sure. That last part.
They have plenty of time. They don't keep chipping away at it like they're doing. They have time to make this happen.
Trips right, one receiver left, pistol. Quarterback drops back to pass. She intended that pass for number 11, Jessica Javelet.
That's good for Jessica Javelet. Third down and 10 yards.
Third down and 10 yards to go. 6 minutes, 53 seconds left to go.
So we still have three timeouts. Probably here might not be a bad idea.
And we're back into the passing action. Oh, there was all kinds of contact before that pass got there. Number 38. Is that 38 or 39? Looks like 39.
Dorothy Donaldson of the Boston Militia got out there, and they got a penalty there. It's going to move them back, give San Diego. Actually, it was a holding penalty. Defensive holding. Defensive holding penalty. So it's going to be another first down.
Down by a score, 6:45 left on the clock.
Boy, that ball is just touching the tip of the 10-yard line there. So it is first and goal. That was an incomplete pass. It was intended for Casey Clark, fell incomplete. So it'll be second down and goal from the 10-yard line. 6 minutes, 18 seconds left to go. Clock is stopped for the incomplete pass.
We can definitely say there's no quit in the search. They're a championship caliber team. They're trying to put something together here.
There's a pitch out of the left-hand side, a little misdirection play.
Outstanding block by number 5,
Sir. And that was number 21, Deanna Guidry, with the carry. Gets about 5 yards, making a third down and goal from the 5.
Casey Clark is just working her butt off blocking on that play.
That looked a little awkward there at first, didn't it?
Yeah. I thought it was a miscue, but just a very good, well-thought-out play.
Two receivers on each side. We got number 81 going in motion to her right. It's Carmen Cruz. And that play is stopped.
Yeah. Both those defensive ends on both sides came crashing down untouched.
Boston's definitely trying to put some pressure on the other side.
Tying out San Diego, so with fourth down and about 4 yards to go for what could be putting them back into strong contention here. They're going to take a timeout and talk it over. What would you do, Coach?
Back to that play action. That play action seemed to work the last time.
Yeah, that play action is... But just as I try to take advantage of those defensive ends there, really crashing down hard.
We got Frank Cook up here with the West Michigan Mayor threw in that we should just expect them to punt. Fourth and goal. All right, well, here's the timeout. When they come back out, they'll have 5 minutes, 27 seconds left. And it's actually 4th and 7 now. 4th and 7, goal. 4th and goal.
Yeah, I would definitely try to take advantage of those defensive ends that are crashing so hard.
I think that's what they meant with that misdirection a minute ago, and it worked. Worked pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah.
Almost had the pitch taken by the defensive end, but they're able to get it out.
Running like a toss with a crack.
Number 81 going in motion again to the right-hand side. And they hand off the ball. Oop, no, it looked like she handed off the ball.
So yeah,
and it's an incomplete pass in the end zone. It was a play-action pass. It was a good one, too. It was intended for Casey Clark. And she just couldn't handle it.
That's how you got to the ball.
Well, that's 5 minutes, 22 seconds left. At least this time they turned it over at the 7-yard line. And hopefully they can get some big defensive plays. Last time they got the ball down in this end, they threw an interception down there to the Surge and gave them new life.
I would have 2 tight ends and 3 running backs in the game.
Looky, looky. Double tight, wishbone.
She's got
running room. She's outside across the 20-yard line, 25. She's out almost to the 30-yard line, going to be about the 28, 29. Whitney Zealy with the carry. Heck, heck of a running play there.
That was just a great effort by the defender there to catch up to her. I didn't catch the number, but...
With that first down, a few people started making their way toward the tunnels here. All of a sudden, it looks like the militia had decided to go to that run game we were talking about. 4 minutes and 45 seconds left, and the clock is ticking. They're letting it get down inside of 8, 7, 6, 5 seconds left on that play clock before they snap the ball. Dorothy Donaldson carried the ball. Got a good 9 yards out of that carry. They are pounding it away. The clock is ticking, 4 minutes 18 seconds. Game's starting to slip away for San Diego here. It's 4:04.
Serge needs to bring their axe and picks and try to mine for a turnover here.
Militia lined up in a double tight. Wishbone.
Oh, what a block.
Wide open room over here on this side from a big block came out there.
Fullback number 39. Depleted that defensive end. Another
lost militia first. Who was that on the carry? Number 28 again. Stacy Timfoot. That is a Boston Militia first down with 3 minutes 18 seconds left and the clock ticking.
You know, Mike, talking to a couple gentlemen at halftime, they said that the coaching staff and the San Diego Surge, that they didn't punt all year. They played that way all year, so.
Wow.
I mean, you got to commend them. They made it to the championship game. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. And they stuck to their guns.
Well, you got to wonder how much of that has to do with some of the competition they were going against. They felt very confident in doing that, and they hit the defense of the Boston Militia. Here they are. Another run of 6 yards. Keeps the clock ticking at 2:36. As it ticks away here, 2:24. They still have 23 seconds left on the play clock, so they can get it down to the 2 minute warning here. Oh, there. Why did the clock stop? Did they call timeout?
San Diego wants to call timeout.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen those timeout signals coming from the referees very good up here, huh?
Well, no, I still haven't seen one. They told them to wind it.
Okay, maybe they did call it timeout.
I had one official tell them to wind it.
He's telling them to put the time back on the clock.
No, I was telling them to wind it down to the 2 minute warning.
Oh, he is, okay. They were just content to go to the 2 minute warning, and they thought. Gotcha.
So it looks like with both teams with 2 timeouts, looks like if they can get this first down, it's a matter of kneeling on the ball, and this game could be over.
And the militia come back up to the line of scrimmage after the 2 minute warning here. Double tight, wishbone formation. Hand off.
That might have got the first down.
That sure looks like it. If that's a first down, it's all academic from here.
Yeah. I'd just like to say, you know, we all know how long a women's football season grind is, and both these teams did a great job this season, and they, it's sad to see that somebody has to lose, but I'd like to congratulate both of them making it this far.
Both of these teams looked really good today. They tried really hard out here, and love to watch women that want to be on the field playing good, hard football.
You know, even with some of the things that, you know, we questioned, I mean, they still put themselves in a position to come back and win this game, and they never stopped fighting. San Diego should be commended for their efforts. I mean, they're an outstanding football team. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. I mean, every team in the league should aspire to be like these two teams.
They're coming back up the line of scrimmage, double tight wishbone. 1:48 on the clock. And she rumbles ahead. I mean, really rumbles ahead for what looks to be another first down. Dorothy Donaldson on the carry. I'm surprised they didn't use her a little bit more. She seemed to get some good yardage every time they gave her the football.
Yeah.
I think she can deal on the ball here and make it be stuck with her.
Yeah. 1:22, clock ticking. Take your knee and go home with a trophy.
That's what I'd be doing.
One minute on the clock, 6 seconds on the play clock. The militia get the playoff in time. 39, Dorothy Donaldson is going to carry it again for another 9 to 10 yards. It might be a first down. Nope, they're calling it second down. She must not have quite made it there. There's an injury timeout.
Hate to see a player down with 39 seconds left.
In a game that they have basically all but put in the books here. All right. She's up and walking off the field a little bit gingerly, but trotting off now, so hopefully everything will be okay. That was the first down?
It was. That's the first down from the 20-yard line.
39 seconds left on the clock. The Boston Militia look like they're going to win their second championship in a year. In 2 years.
Run another play.
27 seconds left. Clock ticking.
And up with the ceiling.
You'd imagine they'd let it run out.
It's ticking down. Militia are hugging each other out on the field there. They don't need to run another play.
What a great job. What a great job out of Boston.
Great job by Boston. Great job by San Diego getting here. Heck of a game they played tonight.
Special, it's over.
Folks, we appreciate you listening today. Coach Love, Chuck Lauber, I appreciate you guys coming up here and kind of a last-minute notice, jumping in on the announcement. You guys did a great job.
Most of the listeners probably figure out we've never really did anything like this, but we enjoy ourselves. I had a great time. It was great to do, and we appreciate all your efforts in the championship game. And it's an honor to be here and watch this. It shows how much everybody's dedicated to women's football.
Thanks to BJ for her efforts back at the ranch.
All right, folks.
See y'all next year.
See you next year for another great season of women's tackle football on the Women's Football Alliance.